Jim Steinmeier was only 8 when he first read Bram Stoker's novel, Dracula.
It's always been a subject close to me. And years ago, I had a chance to work with Orson Welles on a number of projects. And he was the first one who said to me that, which was his theory, that the character of Dracula was based on the actor Henry Irving, who was Stoker's boss. I think it's much more complicated than just saying Henry Irving. I think that's part of the story, but only part of it.
Henry Irving was a mainstay of the late 19th century London stage and star of the often spectacle-filled productions at the Lyceum Theater. Bram Stoker was Irving's right-hand man and a writer in his spare time, who drew, Jim Steinmeier believes, inspiration for Dracula from characters surrounding the Lyceum. I was thinking of him almost as a casting director in this thing. He's casting this novel as opposed to writing it.
That's really, really well said, and that's part of his job. His job as the theater. I think someone asked me, you know, what would he be today if there were a Bram Stoker? And I think he would be a film producer. And that's sort of how he was recognized in London. He supported the star, he supported the director, and he was doing all of the busy work that made it get done. And part of that was casting. And you can see in looking at his notes for the novel, which survived today, that at times the novel was organized much like a play. He used a kind of play construction, and he even starts with a list of dramatis personae, the way you would at the beginning of a play, describing all the people involved.
One of the people who frequented the Lyceum for a time was journalist Henry Stanley of Dr. Livingstone, I presume, fame.
Stanley was a great Victorian, and Stanley was invited to the theater to see Henry Irving. And when Stanley was invited to the theater, he was invited to Henry Irving's private dining room afterwards, and sat at the table with Irving and Stoker and other special guests, and held court and told his stories, and Stoker recorded his visits there. And so Stoker really had the most unbelievable string of influences marching through that theater. And we can see little bits and tidbits of these characters coming through. I mentioned Stanley because he talks about Stanley's kind of unearthly appearance, that he had a kind of way of drawing back his upper lip and showing his teeth. And of course, that's exactly what we see in the character of Dracula.
Another Bram Stoker influence, Jim Steinmeier discovered, was American poet Walt Whitman.
That really was a surprise. And there was a wonderful scholarly paper done by a Whitman scholar, and I quoted it, who points out that Dracula speaks very differently. Part of that is, of course, what we ascribe to his Hungarianness, his otherworldliness. But he's the only kind of poetic figure in that novel. And that there are certain brief speeches of Dracula that sound very much like Whitman. And Whitman, Stoker not only admired Whitman greatly, but he actually came, when he was in America, he went out of his way to visit Whitman on several occasions. He was an enormous fan of him as a poet. And I think that there's very little question that Whitman had an influence, whether it was active or not. He was influencing Stoker's imagination.
Oscar Wilde was also a key player in the Lyceum milieu, and the dramatic arc of his life had a profound effect on Bram Stoker.
Stoker, watched that all, watched his childhood friend from Dublin come over to London, become a huge theatrical success, literary success, Oscar Wilde, and then completely ruined. I think one of the most amazing coincidences is that the day that Henry Irving's knighthood was announced, in other words, probably the grandest day in the history of the theater to that point, the first actor knighted, was the same day that Oscar Wilde was convicted. And so you had the highest and maybe one of the lowest events in the history of the theater, all within hours. And the man right in the middle, knowing both of those people, was Bram Stoker.
The part the Jack the Ripper murders played, and the relatively little Bram Stoker knew about Transylvania, or Vlad the Impaler, are among the other interesting paths to the creation of Dracula, explored by Jim Steinmeier in Who Was Dracula? Bram Stoker's Trail of Blood. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.